And Matt Bevan is back with what's happening around the world. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Wall Street is continuing its slide this morning as concerns about the COVID-19 coronavirus increase in the United States. While the losses today aren't as dramatic as they have been over the last 2 days, they are still significant. As of 6:44 Sydney time, the Dow Jones is down 0.44%. But over the last 3 days, the Dow Jones has lost nearly 2,000 points. The US President Donald Trump is keen to turn that around. He has announced that at 10 a.m. Sydney time, he will hold a press conference with senior officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, to try and ease the concerns of Americans. But the question Wall Street and other Americans are asking is how much they can trust the president when he talks about this crisis. Donald Trump is renowned for saying things over the last few years which are not true, including about extremely serious issues like hurricanes.
President Trump tweeted just before 11 o'clock in the morning, in addition to Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama will most likely be hit much harder than anticipated. That was not accurate.
Fox News' Shepard Smith there. He's talking about Hurricane Dorian, which swept up the American eastern seaboard last September. Donald Trump warned that the state of Alabama would be hit by the storm, something which the National Weather Service said was incorrect. But instead of correcting himself, he brought out a weather map which had clearly been altered with a black pen to show the potential path of the hurricane hitting Alabama.
But that was the original chart, and you see it was going to hit not only Florida, but Georgia. It could have was going toward the Gulf. That was what was originally projected.
Back to Shepard Smith on this.
Why would the president of the United States do this? He decries fake news that isn't and disseminates fake news that is. Think China pays the tariffs, the wall is going up, historic inauguration crowds, Russia probe is a witch hunt, you need an ID to buy cereal, noise from windmills causes cancer, it's endless. And now the Sharpie map that hurricanes Alabama. It was fake news defined on a very serious subject. Yet he forged on. This morning, another statement. What I said was accurate. It wasn't, and it isn't.
The reason this is relevant, again, is because the president and his allies are insisting that they have the COVID-19 outbreak under control. At the same time as Dr. Nancy Messonnier, a senior official at the CDC, is outlining some extreme options for containing the virus.
For schools, options include dividing students into smaller groups, or in a severe pandemic, closing schools and using internet-based teleschooling to continue education. For adults, businesses can replace in-person meetings with video or telephone conferences and increase teleworking options. On a larger scale, communities and cities may need to modify, postpone, or cancel mass gatherings.
Dr. Messonnier says that she's already having conversations in her own family about what might be about to happen in the U.S.
I had a conversation with my family over breakfast this morning, and I told my children that while I didn't think that they were at risk right now, we as a family need to be preparing for significant disruption of our lives. You should think about what you would do for childcare if schools or daycares close. Is teleworking an option for you? Does your healthcare provider offer a telemedicine option?
President, this is what the president and his White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, have been saying about it.
The virus that we're talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat, as the heat comes in. Typically, that will go away in April. We're in great shape, though.
We have contained this, I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
But once an administration official is pressed for details, problems start to emerge. Here's the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, facing questioning from Republican Senator John Kennedy yesterday.
What's the mortality rate so far?
Worldwide, I believe it's under 2%.
How much under 2%?
I'll get you an exact figure.
But you don't know the mortality rate today.
It changes daily, Senator.
Okay, what's the mortality rate for influenza over the last, say, 10 years in America?
It's also right around that percentage as well. I don't have that offhand, but it's around 2% as well.
You sure of that?
It's a little bit, yes, sir.
Okay.
Those numbers are wrong. Health.gov.au will tell you that the mortality rate of confirmed COVID-19 cases reported globally is approximately 3.4%. The US CDC will tell you that the mortality rate for general influenza in the US is about 0.1%. But the reality is that over the last 2 years, the Trump administration has dismantled the complex structure set up by the Obama administration in the wake of the Ebola epidemic to contain virus outbreaks. They dismantled structures inside the executive branch specifically designed for this and cut funding to the CDC. Former Vice President Joe Biden criticized the president for this at yesterday's Democratic debate.
We set up, I helped set up, that office in the presidency, in the president's office on diseases that are pandemic diseases. We increased the budget of the CDC. We increased the NIH budget. We should have our president today, and he's wiped all that out. We did it. We stopped it. And the second thing I'd point out to you is that what I would do immediately is restore the funding. He cut the funding for CDC.
In Trump's latest budget proposal released this year, it proposed continuing those cuts. Here's the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
In this budget, what could possibly be his motivation to cut all that money from the CDC that you mentioned at the time of the coronavirus? And the threat that is cutting members money from CDC, the Center for Disease Control. What could he be thinking? Maybe I'm using that term loosely.
The president tweeted overnight, essentially saying that concerns about this are unfounded. He says the USA is in great shape, and that he will be having a news conference at the White House on this subject at 10 a.m. Sydney time. I'll be watching that closely, Fran.
I'm sure you will, Matt. Thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.